Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again at Good Morning to the Leader in You. Good morning, everyone. Well, this is Catherine, your host. I'm very excited about today's show. I'm very excited about the potential for this week. And I say that because everyone listening to this show right now, you have untapped potential just waiting to be released for this week. I'm going to say that again. Everyone listening to this show, Good Morning to the Leader in You, have untapped potential waiting to be released for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining in via calling in or via joining us through the online link. And thank you all those that will be listening to the replay. One of the things that I'm just so excited about and just pumped about is because I believe that we're in a season where we're going to transform our lives when we change our position. And if you don't know what today's topic is, today's topic is change your position. You have to change your position in order to fly at a high level of altitude. Today we're going to be talking about how high are you flying? How high are you going? You must change your position in order to fly high. A lot of times we second-guess ourselves. Sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes we, you know, have challenges and not sure if we can move forward. And a lot of times that's because we're flying too low. When you're flying too low, you see too many of the obstacles. But if you're flying high, you're flying above the obstacles. So my question to you and to everyone listening and those that will be listening later, how high are you flying? That will be an indication in terms of what your current position is in your life. Now, when we talk about change, change is talking about to make something different, right? To switch, to alter, to whatever the current state might be, it's going to be a switch. It's going to not look like what it's currently looking like right now, right? A lot of times we go through changes in our life. A lot of times we're uncertain about those changes. Sometimes we're fearful about those changes. And then the thing of it is simply the fact that we have to change our mindset. A lot of times when we are going through a situation where we are stuck, last week we talked a lot about being stuck a lot. Last week we talked a lot about how to move forward because of our mindset, right? And today we're talking about changing your position. And a lot of times you will get in aligned with what you're supposed to do when you shift your mindset. A lot of times, you know, when we have on our path to our destiny and on our path to purpose, really, our position, we have to say, what position am I in? What is the season that I'm in? And when we talk about position, it is a place where someone or something is located, right? Where someone or something is located. So my question to you, where is your location? Not your physical location, but where is your in reference to being able to move forward in your business, being able to move forward in your business, what is your position? What is your position? And a lot of times we don't really take some time to think about where we are. We're just kind of going through the motions. Going through the motions, and a lot of times when we go through the motions, we'll never hit our target. We'll never end up where we want to be because we're just going through the motions. And a lot of times when we're going through the motions, it will hinder forward movement. It will stop individuals from hitting their target. It will stop you from hitting your goals. And a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, when that happens, we must change our position. And sometimes, but more times than not, we have to make sure that as we are moving forward, we're moving forward in a fashion where we're not going to hinder ourselves, in a fashion where we're not going to hinder the next person even moving forward. Because a lot of times when we're moving forward, the thing is we may have to leave some people behind, and that's not in a negative sense, but a lot of times when we are trying to get to that next phase and trying to get to that next destination in our life, sometimes we have to, in changing our position, we have to even change the inner circle of who we are around, because a lot of times they, in and of themselves, if they don't want to move forward, they can hold you back and you not move forward, right? So we have to keep in mind about moving forward. What are we keeping in mind about moving forward? And as we continue to move forward, we will continue to hit our target and we will continue to hit our goal. You know, a lot of times we have to make sure that we are moving forward in the direction that we want to go into. I think we have a caller that wants to join us. Ms. Joy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining the line. This morning we are talking about the topic of change your position. We're talking about how an individual needs to shift their mindset if they want to hit a high level of altitude in their life. We're talking about, you know, flying high above the obstacle so that way we won't even get consumed by the obstacle. We were talking about changing the position, position meaning a place where someone or something is located. We broke down what change meant, change meaning make or become different and new. And we're talking about altitude. Altitude is the height of an object or a point in relation to sea level or ground level. So typically, you know, we're talking about altitude. We can be talking about even someone that's flying a plane, right? What is the altitude? They'll talk about that when you get on the plane. Hey, we've reached a certain level of altitude. You now can start walking on the plane. It's the same thing in our life. You know, we stumble through so many things because we haven't reached a certain altitude in our life. Therefore, if we're not able to walk in our purpose. We're not able to walk in our destiny because we haven't reached a certain level of altitude of where we're supposed to go. Joy, I want to kind of have you to chime in. When you think about changing your position and you think about flying high, what are your thoughts around that?
Well, when I think about reaching our altitudes, I think that we definitely need to refocus our minds and our thinking. And the way that we think about our situations helps us to get to those levels in life that we want to reach. So we have to begin with our words and our thoughts. So my feelings are when we start focusing on our words and our thoughts and changing those patterns, we are able to elevate ourselves to the level we want to reach, because it all starts, you know, from a small seed, and that seed gives us life-giving power. And therefore, you know, when we speak those words every day that we want, we say our affirmations, it helps us to reach our goals because we're changing our mind and we're changing our thoughts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I saw some quotes pertaining to flying, and it said, once you have tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward, for there you have been, and there you will always long to return. In other words, when I saw that quote, once you've tasted flight, in other words, once you have reached a certain altitude in your life, once you have surpassed the obstacles, you don't want to go backwards. You don't want to go back to that place where you're still just trying to figure out your place of destiny. You don't want to go back to that place of being less than who you know you're ordained to be. You don't want to go back to that place of shutting down because you don't want to show that you're afraid to show who you truly are. Once you reach that altitude place in your life, you don't want to go backwards. The moment you doubt whether you can fly, you cease forever to be able to do it. So for those that's listening to this show, for those that's calling in, thank you. For those that's chiming in via online, are you doubting how high you can go? Are you doubting your altitude level? Are you doubting where you can go? If you are born without wings, do nothing to prevent them from growing. I'm going to say that again. If you were born without wings, do nothing to prevent them from growing. And what I mean by that is when that quote is about you were born without wings, in other words, sometimes we are born into circumstances in our life that we feel we don't have a good advantage. Maybe it's where we grew up. Maybe it's the zip code. Maybe we didn't grow up in a two-parent home. Maybe it was lack of finances growing, so you don't feel that you had all the resources so that you could propel into the next place. We all have been born without wings sometimes. We've been born with disadvantages, right? Whatever those disadvantages are in your life, you can fly above it. And when you fly above it, you can proceed and move forward. Joy, can you give everyone an example in terms of how you had to get to a place in your life, how you had to fly high above the obstacles so you could reach a certain altitude in your life?
Well, in order to do that, what I had to find myself doing was saying different words each day to myself and looking at it from a different perspective. Because when the obstacle appears, if we look at it, you know, as an obstruction, then we may just be stuck where we are. But when we learn how to govern, you know, what comes out of our mouth, and we allow our mind and our mouth to either bless you to greater heights of success, then we are able to not look at these obstacles as a possible failure. So what we want to do is urge ourselves to just say positive things, be around positive people, you know, change the way we've been doing things so that it doesn't remain an obstacle for us. Because an obstacle is something that we need to go around, you know, go over, not something that we should let just make us feel like we're stuck in the mud. Because that's exactly what it's trying to do. And we don't want that to happen. So if we want to, you know, elevate ourselves to another level in life, we have to look at those obstacles as being the thing that's going to get us where we need to go. So what I've had to do is look at is that when the door was shut for me, it was actually guiding me onto my path in which I needed to go. So it's all about our perspective. It's all about, you know, how we perceive what is going on for us to get us where we want to go. But we got to keep our eye on the prize. We got to stay, you know, looking toward what it is we are trying to achieve so that we can reach those heights.
Absolutely. Thank you for breaking that down and sharing it. And I think that's so key that as one moves forward, you know, what I got from what you just said is one word, perseverance. You persevered no matter what the situation was. You persevered no matter the circumstances around you because you chose to change your position. You chose to change your perspective. Also, when you change your position, you change your perspective and you start to look at things in a completely different way. See, it's one thing if you're on ground level. It's another thing. Let's think about if you were in a, if you were going into a building, maybe it was 20 floors, right? And when you enter into that building, you're on the ground floor, but then you get on that elevator and you get to the 20th floor, perhaps there may be a balcony or something you can look out of, and you're looking out, your perspective on the 20th level is way different than when you're on the ground floor level. So my question to you is, why are you staying on the ground floor level and never taking that step, getting on the elevator and going to the penthouse level? See, a lot of us are hindering ourselves because we're too afraid to get on that elevator and go to the place that we're supposed to go higher. When we think about fly, you know, we can even think about birds. Birds, they move in a huddle, and they move quickly through the air. Now, when you think about just that small concept of birds binding together, they have an inner circle, and we have to have an inner circle as well as we continue to fly high. As birds flock together and fly through the air, it's symbolic also of our lives. Who is flying with us in the air? Who is even trying to go to that altitude with us? Who shares the same desire, the passion, and the willingness to go? But a lot of times we're staying on ground level because a lot of the people on ground level, they don't want to go to the altitude where you go, but then you get complacent and you stay on ground level with them. Joy, can you talk a little bit about association and how that can impact your altitude and how high you can fly?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you find yourself becoming stagnant, you know, and just not getting where you want to go, when you get around positive people doing positive things, they have, you know, elements that they can share with you that they've been through to help you to just get guided back on your path that you need to go on. And by staying with those positive people, you are able to network with one another, able to come up with creative ideas that will just change how you're seeing what you're going through. So I think when people just get out of their shell, just get out of the bed even, some people don't even want to get up out of the bed in the morning because, you know, depression and things like that are starting to set in. You just got to get up and, you know, try and forge your way to be around those people who can help you navigate a little bit better than you've been navigating. Because, you know, if you set your sail on course with people who also already have their sails set, then you see things better for your life so that you will continue to strive to gain, you know, a foothold on what you're trying to do each day.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see, you know, learning to network with people, get out, meet new people, get into new groups. You know, don't stay with your old friends because they're probably doing the same thing that you were doing, which is the life of insanity, where you're doing the same things and receiving the same things over and over again. So you need to break that cycle and just get out, go new places, see new people, make new friends, you know, and try new things. We just really have to, like, make that bucket list even and, you know, try new things. I think that would help a lot of people to just, you know, get back on track because sometimes we just lose our footing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just lose our footing. We just need to do those things, you know, get out with positive people. Find somebody who's doing what you want to do. Get that mentor, you know, get that life coach, you know, find that person that can just help turn that key and, you know, unlock your doors.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's two other quotes that I want to share to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying just now. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. A lot of times we feel that we don't have what it takes. Maybe we don't have the degree, the certification, the know-how, or what have you. And a lot of times individuals can have everything laid before them, but that still is not an indicator that they're going to reach the level that they so desire. So I say to you, stop comparing yourself to other people. A lot of times that determines one's altitude as well because we stop midway of pursuing our dreams because we feel that we don't have what it takes. Again, that quote was by Zig Ziglar. I'm going to say it again. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. There's another quote by John C. Maxwell that says, your attitude towards failure determines your altitude after the failure. There may be many that's listening to the line right now, and those that's going to chime in and listen to the replay line, you may feel you can't move forward because you failed before. Failed 5, 10, 15, 20 times. I don't care how many times you failed. Even in my business journey, have I failed? Absolutely, yes. But through every single failure, I have to analyze why I failed. I have to analyze what went on and really changing your position about what is truly failure. Because when you're stepping out this way, everything's a test. And just like when you were in school, you take many tests. Sometimes you fail the test and you do what? You take it again. But every time you take it again, you're learning. Your knowledge level is increasing. Your knowledge level is expanding. So instead of thinking that you failed on something, think of it this way. Your knowledge base is expanding. Your wisdom is expanding. Your tenacity is expanding. So every time you fail, you got to replace it with a positive thought, right? Our thoughts will also indicate where our position is. If we're constantly wallowing in self-pity day in and day out, and Jory, you spoke on this, this is about your mindset. You're so depressed you don't get out of the bed. That's what she just talked about. So depressed at the point we can't pull the covers off of us, get up out of the bed, take a shower and walk out that door and go tackle the day like a shark. Go tackle the day like a ninja. Go tackle the day like a tiger. Go tackle your day. If you don't get anything else from this show this morning, my thing and our thing is talking about telling you, go tackle your day. Go tackle that giant in your day and watch your position change. Go tackle that giant today and not tomorrow because tomorrow is in promise. A lot of times we put things off to the next day. The now that's going to shift even into your next day. It's the now in what you do. What are you doing now that's going to help propel you? What are you doing now that's going to help shift things? What are you doing? That's a pause moment to think. How high are you flying? Is your altitude? You know, a lot of times we get so stuck in. Frustrated. And I talked about frustration last week because we get frustrated with our own self because we have decided inwardly that we're not going to change. We're going to stay stuck. We're going to stay in a status quo position. And the only person, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, that we can get upset with is ourselves. Ourselves. And but you have to release that. You can't even beat your own self up. Today, you're having an awakening moment. As you're listening to this show, you're having an awakening moment. Embrace it. Decide today that you're going to take the challenge and tackle your giant. Decide today you're going to change your position. Decide today you're going to get off that ground floor level, get on the elevator and take it up to the penthouse and see from a brand new level. Today is your day to do that. Today is your day to make it happen. And Joy, I want to talk about, I want you to kind of share and elaborate on experiences on how do you talk about sometimes breaking away from the old or breaking away from old circles, but is that easy? I mean, what is the emotional shift that even takes place when we're breaking away from the old to the new? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to faith, you know, and as they say, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. So we have to remember that whatever we're feeding our minds each day, as we think, you know, what we're listening to over and over again, you know, it really helps to produce what we're looking for in our lives. So eventually if we hear something enough over time, it will form a belief for us. So what I do is I try to wake up in the morning and just listen to something positive, something encouraging, because I know that that's how I'm going to start and build my day. Because in our subconscious, we have to really feed it the right messages each morning as we wake up. You know, we have to have our prayers, say our affirmations. You just need to get into that mindset. You know, and I know you talk a lot about mindset, and that's so important. Because with the mindset corrected for us, it really is like the impetus to help us to get where we need to go. And so we just have to start blocking out some of those negative things that people are saying, like, we can't reach our goals, what you're doing isn't good enough, oh, you know, why don't you go back to your day job, and, you know, those type of things. That's not the messages that we want to feed to ourselves. So we really have to be careful what we're listening to, who we're hanging around, because that's a way to just negate all that you're trying to do. You know, we want to get to our goals. So for me, I think it just comes with the faith that you want to place into your life by making those changes, you know, just getting around more positive words, positive people, positive places. And places are a very important and integral part that we need to pay attention to. What places are we going to? Where are we in our daily walk? So you got to reevaluate something, you know, just take some time to reevaluate.
Absolutely. And as you were sharing, I came up to another quote by Stephen Covey that said, the leadership is a choice, not a position. And we're all on this show this morning. Good morning to the leader and you. And sometimes we get disgruntled about even us flowing in our leadership capacity. But leadership is a choice, not a position. And a lot of times people put so much stock into titles. But what are you choosing today? How are you choosing even to lead whatever capacity that you're leading, whether it's in your home, whether it's to a place that you're volunteering, maybe you're working somewhere, maybe you're in a leadership position at your church. Understand, you're choosing to walk in that leadership role. It shouldn't be something where you're doing it grudgingly, because you're not going to be happy. It should be to a place where you're choosing to walk out your destiny. And again, that quote is by Stephen Covey. Leadership is a choice, not a position. And there's another quote that says, at the end of the day, the position is just a position. A title is just a title, and those things come and go. It's really your essence and your values that are important, and that's by Queen Jordan. And one of the things that I wanted to emphasize as we get ready to conclude the show is that no matter where you are, no matter what your zip code is, no matter what you went through growing up, maybe you didn't have, you know, the wings that you felt to propel you forward, you know, in your adolescent years going into college. Maybe you didn't go to college, and it's okay. Understand that you have to embrace where you are right now, not allowing the obstacles of your past, even upbringing. Sometimes that will plague a person into their adulthood, where we allow things that happen in our childhood to even clip our wings, because you could have those wings, but you're allowing it to be clipped away. You're allowing it to be taken away. You're allowing it to keep you on ground floor level. The last minute, Joy, do you have any last minute encouraging words to share to our listeners?
Well, I just want to remind our audience that, you know, like they say, power is in the tongue. So be careful what you say. Be careful of what you think. You know, guard your mind, guard your heart, because those are the places in which we want to, you know, just create the light to start to shine for us. So just be careful about what you think and what you say and the words that come out of your mouth, because we don't want to give power to anything negative. So I would just say stay the path of positiveness and take each day step by step and make sure you keep your goal in front of you.
Absolutely. Can you share with the listening audience a little bit about your business and how they can connect with you, whether it's social media, website, what have you? Can you share a little bit about your business?
Well, I have recently become an author, a published author, and my books are on Amazon. So if you go under Children Books on Amazon and you put my name in the search, Joy, J-O-I, Ford, you can find my books. I'm also the leader of a group called the Joy Rippic Band, and we write children educational songs, and our CD is out, Sunny Side Up. We have a new CD coming up in the month of June, at the end of June. We have new CD coming up, Good Job, High Five and Smile. So I can be found at Gmail, joyrippic@gmail.com. And I can also be phoned at 443-630-3492. So thank you so much for letting me share that information. And we look forward to encouraging our children to learn as they go through the summer. So do look for the books that have just come out on Amazon. And they can find them soon on my website as well, which is www.joyrippicband.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And for those that's listening to the show, to learn more about me and my company, go to www.catherinetrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. I assist organizations that are attempting to get their 501c3 tax exempt status, as well as working with organizations with strategic planning and organizational development. Again, my website is www.catherinetrotter.com. Connect with me on Instagram at C Speaks Official. I'm going to see everybody at the top. This is the conclusion of our show today. Connect with us again next Monday, 8:30 EST time. I know everyone's going to succeed. I know everyone's going to tackle that giant today. We will see everyone at the top. Have a fabulous day, ladies and gentlemen.